The Terminal Man, Disc 2.
At the 7th floor, she stopped at the nurse's station to ask for Benson's chart. A new nurse was there, who said,
"I'm sorry, but relatives aren't allowed to look at medical records."
"I'm Dr. Ross."
The nurse was flustered.
"I'm sorry, doctor, I didn't see a name tag. Your patient is in 704.
"What patient?"
"Little Jerry Peters."
Dr. Ross looked blank.
"Aren't you the pediatrician?"
the nurse asked, finally.
"No," she said. "I'm a psychiatrist at the NPS.
She heard the stridency in her own voice, and it upset her. But all those years growing up with people who said,
"You don't really want to be a doctor, you want to be a nurse."
Or,
"Well, for a woman, pediatrics is best. I mean, the most natural thing."
"Oh,"
the nurse said.
"Then you want Mr. Benson in 710. He's been prepped."
"Thank you,"
she said. She took the chart and walked down the hall to Benson's room. She knocked on Benson's door and heard gunshots. She opened the door and saw that the lights were dimmed except for a small bedside lamp, but the room was bathed in an electric blue glow from a TV. On the screen, a man was saying,
"Dead before he hit the ground. 2 bullets right through the heart."
"Hello?"
she said, and swung the door wider. Benson looked over. He smiled and pressed a button beside the bed, turning off the TV. His head was wrapped in a towel.
"How are you feeling?"
she asked, coming into the room. She sat on a chair beside the bed.
"Naked," he said, and touched the towel. "It's funny. You don't realize how much hair you have until somebody cuts it all off."
He touched the towel again.
"It must be worse for a woman."
Then he looked at her and became embarrassed.
"It's not much fun for anybody," she said.
"I guess not."
He lay back against the pillow.
"After they did it, I looked in the wastebasket and I was amazed. So much hair. And my head was cold. It was the funniest thing, a cold head. They put a towel around it. I said I wanted to look at my head, see what I looked like bald, but they said it wasn't a good idea. So I waited until after they left, and then I got out of bed and went into the bathroom. But when I got there..."
"Yes?"
"I didn't take the towel off."
He laughed.
"I couldn't do it." "What does that mean?"
"I don't know. What do you think it means?"
He laughed again.
"Why is it that psychiatrists never give you a straight answer?"
He lit a cigarette and looked at her defiantly.
"They told me I shouldn't smoke, but I'm doing it anyway."
"I doubt that it matters," she said.
She was watching him closely. He seemed in good spirits, and she didn't want to take that away from him. But on the other hand, it wasn't entirely appropriate to be so cheerful on the eve of brain surgery.
"Ellis was here a few minutes ago," he said, puffing on the cigarette. "He put some marks on me. Can you see?"
He lifted up the right side of his towel slightly, exposing white, pale flesh over the skull. 2 blue